We want to show that the radio wave function R21 for n equal 2 and L equal 1 is normalized. So I wanted to work this problem because it's difficult to work out derivation problems on WebAssign, but I think it's worthwhile going through some of these normalization problems and integrals. This is a fairly easy one. Let's see how easy it actually is. So we have R21, the radial wave function. And the nomenclature here that this is NL, N equal 2, and L equal 1. So we want to look up this value in the table. In this chapter, we have a table of the radial wave functions. So I go to that table and I look up R21 of R, and it's R over A sub 0, e to the minus R over 2 A sub 0 over the square root of 3 times 2 A sub 0, 3 halves. Now we're just going to call this R. So this is for the hydrogen atom, and A sub 0 is the Bohr radius, remember. So we want to see if this is normalized, the wave function is normalized, so we know that we're going to end up taking the integral 0 to infinity, the probability distribution, equal to 1, and that's the same as 0 to infinity of r squared r star r dr. So this is the integration we actually want to do. And so r star r for r radial wave function here is going to be r over a sub 0 squared times, now we want to square this, that's going to be e to the minus r over a sub 0 over square of the square root of 3 is just going to be 3. If we square this, we're going to get 2 a sub 0 cubed. So when we square this, we just square the 3 halves, we just go to 3. All right, so now let's do the integration. So we're going to we want to see if this is going to be normalized. We actually just want to do this integration here. So the integral from 0 to infinity of r squared r star r dr is equal to what? Well, let's pull all the constants outside. So here we have 2 cubed, which is 8. 8 times 3 is 24. So we're going to get 1 over 24. Let's see, we have an a sub 0 cubed here. We're going to have an a sub 0 squared here. And so we're going to get an a sub 0 to the fifth. So I think that's all the constants we have. Now let's do the integral from 0 to infinity. Okay, we have an r squared here times r star r. We have an r squared there and r squared there, so we're going to have an r to the fourth, and then we're going to have this exponential. Well, this looks like a fairly foreboding integral to do, but again, we can just look these up in tables of integrals. We actually don't want to sit down and try to do this. This integral is also in our appendix, I think in one of the editions, it's actually appendix 3. And what you want to find is 0 to infinity of x to the nth power e to the minus x over alpha, where alpha is some constant, dx is given by 4 factorial times alpha to the n plus 1. That's the integral you'll find in the appendix, and now we want to apply it to this integral right here. Okay, so now we have the integral from 0 to infinity of r squared r star r dr equal to, we still have the 1 over 24 a sub 0 to the fifth, and now we want to apply this to that. Let's just go ahead and try to do that. So in order to do that here, we have an r to the fourth there, so n is equal to 4. Here we have an alpha, well obviously x, you know, is the same as r, and then the alpha in this equation is the same as r a sub 0. So let's multiply then times 4 factorial times alpha, which is a sub 0 to the n plus 1 power n is 4, so this would be to the fifth power, and that's all we need. Well, this is very convenient. The a sub 0s now cancel out, and we're left with 4 factorial. 4 factorial is 4 times 3 times 2 times 1 over 24. 4 times 3 is 12. 12 times 2 is 24. Indeed, this turns out to be 1. So, in fact, this radial wave function that we have in our table for R21 is indeed normalized.